charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Going to be a little road trip Friday, or at least Saturday for me. I'm traveling this weekend. And Fancy Brian, when you go on a road trip, you know, it's always good to have a traveling companion. This weekend, my lovely wife will be my traveling companion.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Someone you care about.
Someone I love.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I've got to keep that in mind when she's, you know, perhaps Monday morning quarterbacking or backseat driving as we drive down the roads. But she's pretty good.
You make her sit in the back seat? That's not very nice.
Yeah. You know who I've traveled with many, many times over many, many roads? My little buddy Dominic. He is often my travel companion on long distance trips. We've been to the RNC via car. I mean, hell, we've flown lots of places, but we've driven lots of places as well. But if you're going to be stuck in a car or a truck or, you know, any vehicle with any one human being in this world, the last human being I would want to be stuck in a truck with, let's say, car with, road trip with, Ted Cruz.
I could have some fun for a minute or two, but then after a while, I'd remember how his family reacted to him when he asked for a hug, and then I go, oh, you're right, Crudy. Absolutely. What happened?
Perhaps America's most pugnacious senator. Here is the headline. Senator Ted Cruz rides with the People's Convoy Truck in D.C. as the Beltway protest enters its fourth day.
These guys are normally fired up, but I can't. I just would love to see them go, yeah, freedom. Hey, Ted Cruz is here. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen the bumper sticker, Jesus is my co-pilot. Ted Cruz is my co-pilot. Doesn't have the same ring. My opinion.
Like, I wonder if he has enough substance in his body to actually have the seatbelt take any effect at all, or does it just get absorbed?
Let me read from the fine reporting of Ellie Silverman and others while people ponder your last thought. Senator Ted Cruz, the gelatinous one, visited the People's Convoy at the Hagerstown Speedway on Thursday and rode shotgun in the lead truck. Of course he did. Shotgun. With plans for the vehicle to head into Washington for a news conference while the rest of the convoys circled the Capitol Beltway to protest pandemic health restrictions, which have all been pretty much dropped around the country, but, you know, doesn't stop them from driving around the Beltway. The convoy is not going into D.C., Brian Brasi, the group's organizer, said from inside the lead truck. The convoy's going to continue its normal operation. This truck will be going into D.C., going into town, him and Ted Cruz. You know, if you need a wingman, if I was worried about getting in a bar fight or a scuffle of any sort, Ted Cruz is not the guy I want on my wing.
I picture them like pulling up to some place they can't park at and then having an actual tow truck come in and like tow the truck, and Ted Cruz gets out. No, it's fine. I'm a U.S. senator. He's like, I don't care what you are. I told them, like, to having the guy just completely dismiss whatever Ted Cruz says and just take the car anyway. It's amazing.
Well, here is what the leader Brasi says. They ain't no ignoring a senator riding in the lead truck. That's basically an endorsement of what we're doing. Here's what Cruz said. Your voice is being heard, Cruz told the crowd of truckers, drivers, and supporters, held up their phones and cameras to capture a speech. He's not that dynamic, folks. I've met him. What the men and women want here is for the government to leave you the hell alone. That's the most American sentiment you can imagine. Yeah, leave you alone to travel to Cancun with your family. You know, while the grid's on.
Nothing says leave me alone like going and poking a badger.
Brasi said the convoy will continue to protest until mandates for health workers, federal employees, and military personnel are eliminated. But he warned the convoy against heading into D.C. If you deviate from the plan, meaning you decide to break rank and bring your happy butts down to D.C. proper, you are not representing the People's Convoy in doing that, he said. Do not do that. Stick to the plan. It's working. They're coming here now. It's working. The plan's working. This is the plan.
Last time you guys didn't stick to the plan and ended up getting us all arrested at the Capitol. I mean, wait, should I not say that? Okay.
Brazzi has insisted that the group won't leave the region until the mandates are lifted. The convoy of big rigs, RVs, and pickup trucks began circling the Beltway on Sunday, repeating the demonstration on Monday and Tuesday. You know, good thing they're not protesting the high gas prices, right?
I guess not. At least not this week. They're probably complaining about it while they're tweeting while driving. But anyway.
Today is their fourth day of protest. But let me point out, they got there on Sunday. They demonstrated on Monday and Tuesday. But you know why they didn't do anything yesterday? The group rested on Wednesday. You know, like the Sabbath says, rest on hump day. Due to the rainy weather and concerns about safeties on the road.
They didn't care about safety when they caused a bunch of accidents because, whatever.
Thursday could be the fourth day of the protest on the Beltway because, you know, protest three, skip one, go to the bar, a little day drinking. You know they were day drinking, man. Rainy. I can't drive in the rain. Rain gets in my eyes. Brazzi really? And a little bit more here. Brazzi and the other convoy leaders met with Cruz and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. How could we leave Rojo out of this story? On Tuesday morning, the Capitol to discuss their demands and grievances. And while no direct action came from the meeting, Brazzi said he saw it as a step in the right direction. So the convoy leadership met with Republicans over on the House side as well. Can't read and talk, man. You know, I barely read, barely talk. Can't combine the two. Walking and chewing gum? No, not me. Not this guy. So anyways, Ted Cruz, what a traveling companion.
I wonder.
Do you think at least he brings the milk duds and the... What do you take on a road trip?
Whatever happens to be stuck in his pocket at the time, probably, because he assumes that somebody else is going to take care of him. He's a senator. He can't fend for himself. He can't even buy his own milk, I bet.
You want a gummy bear? It's warm. It's been in my pocket all day. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. What do you think's in Ted Cruz's pocket? 844-967-2789.
If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
Freedom!
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.
Nine times.